Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Oh, man. I want to apologize if my voice is a little rough.
Forgiven.
Okay, thank you. Just start it then.
Ooh.
What's wrong?
I may go one ear. Your voice does sound weird in my headphones.
Does it? I'm sorry. Maybe the mics are a little too high up. Maybe you want to turn me down a little bit. I don't know.
Ray, am I deeper than usual today? No, you only sound like Deep Throat.
That's a good one. I'm tired, man. I'm worn out. Well, there will be a nap on the horizon. I guarantee you that.
Arnold missed his flight and didn't go to iHeartFest.
Man. iHeart was cool, but you know, I do, before we start the show, I do want to say congratulations to Jacqueline and Max. They have officially tied the knot. In Modesto, California, they got married this weekend. We were unable to make it, but I wanted to make sure we said congratulations on the wedding. They're probably on their honeymoon right now. So they will... They probably did do that for the first time since they are now a married couple. I'm not sure if they will ever hear this because I doubt they'll go back and listen to it on their honeymoon. They're from Modesto, so I heard they were going to Tijuana. So,
neighbor asked me how many people listen to our podcast, speaking of them not hearing it. I didn't know the number, so I just told her 10,000.
That's way too many.
It blew her away.
That's way too many.
I overshot it?
Overshot it. Definitely overshot it.
And then she saw my CMA award, which the inside of that is really the only people that win it are the hosts, but they give award trophies to everybody on the show, which we're all part of a team. But the award was for personality of the year. My personality really isn't that much on the big show. But the trophy says, Sizzon Raymundo, personality of the year. So my neighbor thinks that I was the number one personality in the country on 2021.
That's pretty impressive. It's a good first impression.
And then I told her we had 10K downloads.
Yeah, so you overshot on that. Just like my cousin Andrew's buddy overshot his load at the concert on Saturday night. And they were not able to make it to the bars after the concert.
Or they blew their load.
No, we were all supposed to meet at a bar afterwards and enjoy drinks, celebrate, you know.
Celebrate what?
Celebrate the weekend, celebrate seeing each other. And he said, one of the boys overshot it, not going to make the bar. Got to take him home. All right, cool, man.
What does overshot it in the drinking world mean?
I think he thought, oh, I can go this hard, and he went that hard, and it's like it was too much. I think that's what that means. Like, oh, dude, if I pound this many drinks, I'll be okay. And that was not the case. So I don't know which one it was. I don't know if it was Stu, but or Jordan. I don't know which one overshot. Or if it was my cousin, and he just didn't own up to it.
Open bar.
Open bar.
That's what'll lead to that.
Well, no, they didn't have the open bar. I didn't give them the VIP.
Did you have it?
I did have it. But I wasn't able to get Andrew and them an open bar.
Billy wanted VIP, and I said, shut the hell up. You'll get what you get. Hooked him up with a couple tickets.
Yeah, there was a story. I was backstage with the boss, and he goes, I heard you from your boy Raymundo. And I'm like, he goes, I said, what do you mean? He goes, oh, I already know. I already know day of festival that I'm going to get a text from Ray. He goes, every single year without fail, the day of the concert, I get a text from Raymundo that says,
a guy's not supposed to have friends?
He says, every year it's, hey, man, can you hook up my boy Billy with four tickets? He goes, but this year it was only two tickets. And I said, so it was only Billy and Taryn? He goes, let me check. He goes, yeah, that's right. It was just Billy and Taryn. He goes, he only needed two this year. He goes, but what I don't understand is he knows he's going to ask me every year, why does he wait till the Saturday of the concert? Like, why day of? He goes, dude, just ask me a month in advance. Like, hey, man, you know the concert's coming up. You mind if you get Billy and Taryn in? He goes, because I know I have to have my phone by me every time because I know that text from Ray is coming.
Note to self, inform the boss in 7 months that I want to go to iHeartFest for tickets. Got it. Thanks.
I'm just letting you know. He goes, it's without fail. I mean, he was so just laughing about it. Like, don't worry, dude. I got your ticket, your text from Ray today saying, hey, can you hook Billy up with tickets?
Did I delete that? I was going to look at the crime scene, see this timestamps on all this. Well, here you go. There it is. Boss. Recover those messages. Recover them. 18 of them.
Wow. That was a big back and forth.
When did I text him?
Saturday. Saturday. So I'm going to guess it was probably Saturday around 9 a.m.
a.m.
Bam! I told you. That's exactly, he goes, dude, early Saturday morning is what he told me. He got the text from you.
9:14 a.m. I said, the best boss ever, comma. Can I get a couple tickets to festival tonight? He goes, two, question mark. I go, yup. No response until 2 p.m. Then I text, how we looking? He responds at 2:02 p.m., stand by. Then the email, I give him the email. And then he says at 3:11, sent. And I said, thanks, man. Really appreciate it. The next morning, I texted him, thanks again. You're the best. Always hooking it up. Fire emoji.
And what did he say to that?
No response. And then this morning, he goes, did you get him? Are you good? I mean, you weren't even there. Like, he kind of gives me that look. Because really, I should probably be there to be getting tickets. Because I'm not even there. And it's like,
no, but you can still hook up your friends.
All right. That's what I figured.
Yeah, I mean,
but that's also the same boss. Hooked up South Beach, Kip Moore, Sam Hunt, Jason Aldean, George Strait.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, Aldean was the Vegas festival where the shooting happened.
Oh, Route 44, I don't know what it's called. Route 44?
No, I got him Aldean tickets, but the shooting happened, so Aldean's next show got canceled.
Oh.
That's what that was.
Damn. Okay.
Not to turn it.
Yeah, I went south.
My bad, man.
Yeah, let's go ahead and start it.
Yeah, well, you're going to do 90% of the talking because you went and I didn't go.
Hey, I may have a story or two.
I mean, I haven't heard really any details. I mean, I always love a friend when he goes, I went to Italy. It was great. Good pizza. Cool. Great story, man. You got anything else? I haven't heard one good story out of Austin. Next time, I'm not sending any of you guys because apparently you guys don't know how to find fun.
I found fun.
All right.
Found a lot of fun.
We need to start it. Arnold's off today. He missed his flight.
Flew in early this morning.
And then he took a later flight but missed the show, so never saw the show. Then flew in this morning, and he's missing this show.
Yeah.
So he just flew and never saw anything. Wow. Now it's hot in here.
Yeah, I turned it up, man. It was freezing.
Okay.
It was freezing.
We're going to do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3.
Sore losers. What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Y'all, it's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the north side of Nashville with Bazers. Singular, not plural. We do have a house, a white picket fence, 3 acres, farmland, ranch land. We've started to do some horticulture. I believe that's what it's called. Plants, shrubs, bushes. That's where we're at in our life. 2.5 kids die of a heart attack when I'm 72. Coach, over to you.
Here's the deal, man. So I went to Austin this
weekend.
Whoa,
we jumped right into it.
Oh, we went right into it. And so Thursday we fly in,
didn't
right?
Even hit the bed.
Yeah. And I told my boys, I was like, listen, guys, you guys want to go to dinner on Thursday night? Let's do it.
But, Dad, you need to feed us.
So as I'm leaving.
Your kids?
No.
You said your boys.
Well, my boys, like my homeboys, my homies, my kids are my ride or dies too. But anyway, I lined it up. I'm like, hey, guys, I'm going to get in town. Do you guys want to hit dinner on Thursday night?
Offline question. Did your wife go?
No.
Okay.
My wife was going to go, but then we were going to have to drop the kids off at my parents' house for 4 days. And they were like, whoa, we don't know if we can handle them for 4 days straight.
Your wife or your kids?
Kids. And my wife said, I don't want to go if I'm not going to get a break, you know, like you're going to get a break. I don't want to have to entertain them in the hotel. And I was like, great point. So she stayed back. But leading up to the event, I was like, hey, who wants to go to dinner Thursday night? And Chess Day, he was in. Check. Garrett, in.
Oh, Chess Day's been on the podcast before.
Yes. He does a great job, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then
I believe he was the far away guy. He's probably improved since then.
Yes. And Ryan, I said, you in? He said, I'm in. I said, Ryan, you're the foodie. You pick the restaurant. Let us know. He picks a restaurant, gets us a reservation for 8 p.m. Thursday night.
I already know. Z Tejas.
No, it wasn't Z Tejas. It was like, it was a...
Maudie's.
No. I can't even tell you the name of it. I won't be able to say it correctly.
It wasn't O'Charlie's, was it?
No. It wasn't O'Charlie's. There's no O'Charlie's. It was Zotong. Zotong. It's on Barton Springs. It is called Modern Asian Chinese. Or wait, Modern Austin Chinese. I don't know.
How did you order? You can't even talk.
Well, Ryan does. He usually just orders about 500 things on the menu, and then we just eat them because I have no idea what any of it is anyway. But anyway, so Chess Day was like, oh, man, 8 o'clock's kind of late for me, dude. He was like, I got dancing at 9 o'clock. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, I'm going two-stepping with some people from work.
Must be single.
I said, oh. I said, so do you want to meet for a drink at 7? Then we go over there and you can eat for an hour, then you can leave. He goes, that'll be great. So I said, cool. We'll meet at 7. He goes, all right, Baby A's on Barton Springs at 7.
Baby Acapulco's, you can get 2 pink margaritas.
Purple. And I said, all right, cool. Well, the plane, we land in Austin, and then we sit there for like 25 minutes because someone's at our gate.
Private?
No. Southwest, man.
Public, right.
And we're just sitting there, and the clock is ticking. I was like, I'm not going to make 7 o'clock. I'm not going to make 7 o'clock.
Well, you telling the flight attendants that?
I'm like, guys, I got to...
Zotong.
I got to be at Baby A's at 7. Let's go. And so we get off the plane. I get my bags, and I brought the golf clubs, got them in the car, get to the hotel, check in, throw my stuff down, change shirts, throw on some pants. Let's go to Baby A's.
I'm seeing if Billy has ever been to Zotong.
Okay. It's kind of new.
Yeah, he lives there. Thanks.
And so then I'm like, all right. So I get to Baby A's, and I'm like, whoa, this is not what it used to be.
What do you mean?
It was like a ghost town. It was.
Dude, it used to be bussin'.
It used to be bussin', but it was not. It was more like crickets.
Chirp.
I'm like, is this where Forrest wanted to go? And then Forrest had texted me also. He goes, I said, dude, Baby A's at 7 still, right? And he goes, yeah, maybe we just get a smoothie. Because I got to go dancing tonight, and I got meetings at work tomorrow, so I can't go too crazy.
Can't have the schlitz.
And I said, I'm not sure how you get a smoothie at Baby A's, but cool, I'll see you at Baby A's. And I'm just sitting there waiting. And I'm like, 7:15, I text Chess Day, and I'm like, hey, what's the deal? He goes, just parked, walking in.
I'll have my one pink margarita.
And he comes in, he finds me on the patio, already down in chips and salsa, and he sits down. He's like, so you didn't like my smoothie idea? I said, well, how do we get a smoothie here? He goes, no, there's a smoothie shop down the street we could have gone to. I said, but we're going to eat dinner. I didn't realize, you didn't say, instead of Baby A's, why don't we go get a smoothie? You said, maybe we just order smoothies. I was totally confused. So whatever.
Yeah,
so
you guys have a language barrier?
Yeah, so we sit down, Chess Day and I talk, we chat it up.
How you been? I was a kid.
Find
How's
out that he
sex
has
life?
That he has been taking two-step lessons. Like him and his coworkers, they have gone and got lessons so they can get better at it. And they usually go to the Broken Spoke. But they were going somewhere else that night. They were switching it up.
Right, so that night they went to Broken Back.
So 7:55, Ryan text says, hey, just got here. We're like, all right, close the tab at Baby A's. We walk over to Zotong.
You didn't need to go to Baby A's. Oh, because you needed to catch up with
your
buddy.
I needed to catch up with Chess Day because he was going to leave early. So that extra hour gives me time to kind of chat it up with him. And we go to Zotong and we sit down. We order some cocktails and we talk about life and we order everything on the menu. I mean, Ryan ordered 15 appetizers.
Not needing to know the exact lineup of kids, wives, where they live, their medium income. What are we talking? You guys all in the same stage of life or what?
Yeah, Garrett has one son who is finishing up first grade.
That's what I didn't need.
You just said.
I said, like, are you guys both married? Y'all are all married.
No,
with
Chess
kids.
Day, Chess Day is not married, no kids. Ryan is into dudes, so he is not married, no kids.
Oh.
He does not want kids. He thinks kids are the devil, but he does have a list of kids' names in his wallet that he would name his kids, but he doesn't want kids.
Ah.
Very
see.
Interesting. So we eat Zotong, and then Chess Day's like, hey, guys, we going out tomorrow night? Are we going out tomorrow night? And I'm like, well, I mean, I'm not planning on going hard on Friday night because I got to work all day Saturday again.
See, and that's why it kind of sucked for you because it is a work trip.
And he's like, no, we go out every Friday night when you're in town for this. Are we going out tomorrow? He goes, I will see you tomorrow night. And I'm like, yeah, I have these different parties. You guys can come with me. He goes, but we're going out after those too, right? And I'm like, well, I mean, I'm not going to go hard. We can go out. Like,
he's talking sixth.
Yeah, he's like talking
domain.
Yeah, balls wall.
You know? At least said domain pops off now,
too. Well, we're not going domain. That's too far north for us. And he says, all right, I'll see you guys tomorrow night. And he bounces out. He's got to go meet the coworkers for dancing. So I hang out with Ryan and Garrett. We chat some more, have a couple more drinks.
Why didn't Chess Day just hang out with Ryan? Oh, well, Chess Day's straight.
Yeah.
Dude, the whole story, I thought he was gay.
No.
Okay.
He's going with the ladies to go two-stepping.
Got it.
And so they drop me off back at the hotel. I'm in bed by 11:30 Thursday night. Cool.
Smart.
Work the next day. And then, you know, 1 o'clock comes around, and I got to go to the Moody Center. Got to film that thing with Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. It's a Capital One behind-the-scenes look. And the whole time, you know what I'm thinking? I should be playing golf right now.
Right, because you're supposed to have been.
I could be playing golf right now, and I had texted Bucky, who was nice enough to get me a tee time, and I was like, hey, Bucky, I just wanted to say I appreciate all the hurdles you had to jump through to get me a tee time at that very nice course, that private course, but unfortunately, my company decided that I actually needed to do work when I was here for a work trip, and I will not be able to make that tee time, so if you could so graciously call your people and say, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it, I just want you to know I sincerely appreciate it.
Beautiful message, kid.
And you know what Bucky said back?
Well received, kid.
Nothing. He hadn't responded.
He might not be a texter. He's like 70.
He is 70. So go and do this thing with Amy. We film, and then I'm like, I'm sitting there. I'm
it
like,
looked good.
It did look good, didn't it?
I couldn't hear the audio. I think I was with friends or I was out at a loud place. No, we had the TV crunk. Yeah, there was other stuff. I just couldn't do the audio. But it was well produced.
It was well produced, yeah. Edited well. Capital One people, it was fantastic. It was a great little video. It was a lot of fun.
And Ray, you're an audio guy and you didn't hear the audio.
And it's like 3:15, right? Or no, it's like we were there at 1, so it was 2:15. I texted my sister. I realized, man, my sister works at the hospital right next door to the Moody Center.
You just realized you have a sister?
And I'm like, in the same whoa, town. Hey, yo, have you eaten lunch? I'm right next door.
Dude, every day you were just booked for meals with all these people.
That's what you do, yeah. Dude. You're nonstop. And my sister's like, no.
Here's my deep tease. I'll let you continue all this. I saw a picture of something that was so depressing. Continue from Austin, and it actually made me depressed.
I can't wait. Was I in it?
Yeah, you were definitely in it.
Can't wait.
It made me very depressed.
Okay. So she was like, no, I actually bring my lunch and I haven't eaten it yet. I was like, you want to grab something to eat?
You're going
to
go eat at the hospital with her?
And she's like, yeah. And I said, all right, what restaurant do you want to meet at?
Let me have half of your juice carton.
And she goes, I don't know. I always eat here at the hospital or bring my lunch. I said, well, where do you want to meet?
Zotong.
And she said, you pick. I'm like, well, I don't know anything around here. And
go back to Zotong.
Well, Zotong's all the way on Barton Springs. It's kind of far from the hospital.
Got it.
And she was like, I can be there at 3 o'clock. And I'm like, I can too, because I'm about to wrap up here, and I'll meet you at the restaurant. So I start Googling restaurants. And the service in the Moody Center wasn't that good. I couldn't get anything. So I text the wife, and I say, hey, Can you tell me some restaurants over here so I can meet my sister?
She your secretary or your wife? If I do that to my chick, she about punches me in the face.
I wasn't getting any service. I didn't know. I mean, so.
Dude, I'll hit my wife. I'll be like, hey, need you to do this Amazon thing for me. And she'll be like, I'm not your secretary.
But my wife is so gracious, and she sends me a list of restaurants.
Coach, you use gracious a lot this weekend.
And the first one that popped up that was closest was Pallone's Mexican restaurant. So I said, that's it. Texted my sister, said, meet here, 3 o'clock. She goes, be there.
You can't go wrong with Texas Mex.
No.
Tex-Mex.
Can't. So I get in the Uber and with Scuba and Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown.
Hi there, Jason Gibble. They're to the Mexicans.
They're heading back to the hotel, and I said, hey, guys, can we add a stop? And Scuba's like, no, we are not going to stop and wait for you.
Scuba is in work mode.
We are not going to wait for you. I said, no. I don't want you to wait for me. I'm going to have lunch with my sister. He goes, so you want us to sit out there while you're eating lunch with your sister and just keep the Uber there?
And I said, Scuba's in work mode.
I said, no, Scuba, you have your final destination as the Fairmont Hotel. I just want you to now add a stop, and on the way to the hotel, just drop me at the restaurant. He goes, how long are you going to go in there to talk to your sister?
Oh, my gosh. Does he not understand that you're going to go in there for 45 minutes? They keep going.
He does not understand this. He's in work mode, so he's not comprehending.
Because you're now trying to get into fun mode. Scuba had to be work mode the whole weekend.
Exactly. Yeah. He's worried about what goes on after this. Like, we still have places to be and events to go to. Me, I'm already like, oh, I got an hour and a half. I can hang with my sister. And he was like, no. And I was like, dude, it'll take 2 seconds. I'll jump out of the car. And he goes, oh, so you just want us to drive? Oh, no problem. We can do that. So he drops me off at the restaurant. I'm there at 3:08 p.m. And I get a table and I sit.
Yeah, table for two.
And I get chips and salsa. And they're like, oh, yeah, all right. I was like, yeah, she's coming. She'll be here in a minute. 3:30. Sister's still not there. Supposed to be there at 3.
Coach, they're our first responders. They're the first line of defense.
She is a nurse.
What was that saying during the pandemic?
I don't know.
First responders, right?
Yeah.
They're our first line of defense.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what she is. Yeah.
And the waiter thinks I'm getting ghosted. He goes, are you ready to order, or do you want to still wait on someone that's coming? And I'm like, oh, no, she's coming, man. I'll just wait. He goes, all right, you just let me know if you change your mind. I'm like, oh, this dude thinks I'm getting ghosted. And then my sister texted me and said, hey, I'm on the way. Will you order for me? Because I had to have a meeting with a girl. She was putting in her 2 weeks.
And okay, coach, you don't got to put her business on this.
And I was like, oh, my bad. Okay, cool. And she was like, I have to be at the kids' school by 4:45 because they have an art show.
You guys are overbooked.
And I'm like, all right, cool. So I get the waiter. I'm like, hey, can I order for, and I order. My sister shows up at 3:47 when she was supposed to be there at 3. She was like, I got to leave here by 4:20 to get to the school on time.
Cool. You had 23 minutes with your sister.
So I had
Let's make these count. How have you been doing? I've been kids. I'll order the kids. How's sports been doing? How's dad? Toolbox, baby box, batter box.
That's basically how it went. I had already downed a margarita by the time she got there. I had already done two baskets of chips and 3 things of salsa by the time she got there.
What a great meal of chips.
And we had a great conversation for the 24 minutes that she could be there. She was out of that door before I even paid the bill.
Yeah. First responder, first line of defense.
Yeah. And so that's Friday afternoon. We'll take a break.
Holy, first segment, we didn't even get to the second, third day.
Hey, we'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate?
Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Hello?
Yeah. So.
Ray, I forgot how to talk.
No, I was just writing down the time. Then I had somewhere I had to be. There was another party. And that's when I get the text from Ryan. He texted me in Chest Day. He said, what's the plan for tonight? I said, hey, man, the parties start about 6:45.
Mount up.
If you guys are ready to roll, we can ready to roll. I said, I'm getting there at 6. They want us there at 5, but I don't really have to be there till 6. If you want to go.
For what? What night are we even talking
Friday
about?
Friday night.
Oh, my gosh. That whole story was just an afternoon?
That was just afternoon. And there's no response from Chess Day.
Do these stories get interesting? I'm just kidding. Continue.
Thank you. So he's like, okay. I mean.
I killed a man. Did you investigate Lady Bird?
No, I didn't.
You were there, dude.
Hold on.
Dude, you were.
You haven't even let me get to Rainy Street Ripper.
Continue. Go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I said, hey, we're going to be at Bangers at 6. Then I have to go back to the Fairmont for another cocktail happy hour with the people from JCPenney. And he was like, I'll meet you at that one. He goes, I don't want to go to Bangers. 6 o'clock is too early for me. Chest Day, still nothing. And I'm like, okay, what is going on? And we're like, and Ryan texts, Chest Day, hello, you said Friday night, let's go. Nothing. And I'm like, okay. And then Ryan sends the meme of Homer Simpson backing back into the bushes.
And it's just him?
Yeah, you know, like where he hides in the bushes. And I'm like, I don't know where Chest Day is. I haven't heard from him. He said we were going out on Friday night.
Dude, when nobody responds to Dodd on a family group text, he'll do the thing of like a guy sitting in a field all by himself. Dude, it's hilarious.
So
it's hilarious.
Then separate of the group text, Chest Day texts me, goes, I see what you're doing here. You told me Friday night was an off night, that we were not going out. He goes, so I may have had a few more drinks than I planned on while I was dancing. Not going to make it tonight.
Because of the last night, he was hammed.
He was hammed.
Okay.
So he wasn't feeling too good. So Chest Day took the night off.
Dude, you guys have one weekend, and he went double dancing and got sautéed?
Yes.
Didn't he have work on the next day?
Yes. And he was planning on not getting sautéed because he had meetings the next day. But he powered through it, but he did not come out Friday night.
Right, he got slaughtered, if you know what I mean.
So we go to Bangers, dude. Brothers Osborne plays acoustic, freaking phenomenal.
It ain't my fault. Damn light gets a damn right there.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You know, shaking hands, meeting all these people, meeting ladies from New York, meeting people from Austin, from Oklahoma. Everybody just shaking hands, talking to people. What's up, everybody?
Who's all there? The whole Bobby Bone show?
Yeah.
I don't need a roll call, but just...
Yeah, everybody's there. And, I mean, the drinks are flowing. People are starting to get sauced.
You got to, so it's not awkward.
It's 6 o'clock, and it's just like, wow, this is cool. And then I got to jump over back to the Fairmont.
Hey, did any of y'all swing?
For a happy hour with the JCPenney people, because I'm wearing JCPenney clothes at the event. It's a Walker Hayes line. And I meet the designer, dude. And I'm thinking... I want to know about the designer. I don't know anything about this.
Like an 11-year-old kid?
No, it's this woman. She's from Michigan. Graduated.
Wasn't my mom?
No.
Oh.
But she graduated from the University of Michigan. She was going to go. She was going to be a doctor. And then she was like, you know what? I've always liked to shop. I'm going to do fashion. Bro, when I tell you how much she makes, coacher, so we start talking to her. And this is where Ryan showed up. He showed up to the happy hour there he's not supposed to be there, but I'm like, dude, just come. It doesn't matter.
It never does.
And we start talking to this lady. She has an apartment across from the New York Stock Exchange. She has a apartment.
On top of that bowl?
She owns it. Not rents. Makes so much money that she can have a freaking apartment right downtown.
Yeah, I had an apartment at Bell's Bluff.
This is New York City, Coacher. She said her first job.
New York Stock Exchange, motherfucker.
Yeah. I don't want to know how much that is, but she said her first job, the owner had a car, and the car would drive them and drop her off and then continue to drive, and the original boss had an apartment in that same spot. And so she said, when I saw that, my goal became to become successful enough where I could buy a freaking apartment up there.
Is she happy?
Yeah. So she has her and three other chicks own this company. They have 100 employees, and they design clothes for all these major retailers. I was blown away. So you're meeting all these JCPenney people. Did you know JCPenney is based in Dallas?
No. I don't know where a lot of places are based.
Neither did I. Pretty cool.
But do you really care? Continue.
Anyway.
I digress.
So then there's another party we got to go to.
Randy, do you know that Broadway is originated in Broadway? Nashville? Country music. Did you know it originated in Nashville?
Okay.
I think it had to, right?
I have no idea.
Ray, actually Memphis.
Here. I mean, these stories.
Oh, that's where it came from.
That's where the drive-by originated.
Continue.
So then we go to another party, and all these are open bar, dude.
We are
just pounding drinks.
What? They got cans or you guys mixers?
Anything you want, dude.
Wow.
Like, you can order anything you want from the bar.
Trouble, but fun.
Then we go over to the Driftwood, another open bar. And by the time I get there, there's no food.
All these places walkable, or are you taking
Ubers? We're taking cars.
It sounds like you're all over the city.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Taking cars. Call Uber. Boom. Uber over there. Boom. Uber over there. Boom. Uber over there.
Are we going to be submitting those tickets?
Yeah, we will be submitting those for reimbursement today. And we go to the Driftwood.
How much you spend in Ubers all weekend? Be real.
Probably $300.
That had to be getting to you a little bit.
I was just like, damn.
Because we don't get reimbursed right away.
No, it takes like a month. I was like, oh, really? Okay, all right, cool. Anyway, we go to this other Driftwood party, and then they're like, all right, we're going to go to Dirty Bill's. Everybody's going to Dirty Bill's, because they kick us out of this private room that we had rented out. And I'm like, all right, let's go to Dirty Bill's. We walk into Dirty Bill's, and it's one of those bars that's boo, 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 boo. So loud. There's like two bartenders. There's 5,000 people. Eddie, Scuba, Morgan, we all look at each other and we're like, we out.
Whose idea was it to go there?
Other people in the company.
Got it. I've never even heard of that place. I don't even know the places in Austin. They all change. I went to West 6th and there was the ranch in Dogwood. They probably aren't even there anymore.
No, I think they're still there. I don't know.
Why didn't you go to the ranch?
Dude, we wanted a chill bar where we could sit and have a couple cocktails and chat it up.
That probably ain't happening in Austin.
So we had driven by this one bar and it looked like it was quiet. And we're like, all right, let's go there. We didn't know it was attached to the Hilton, so it was a hotel bar, and we sat in there, and we're having some cocktails, and I'm like, man, I got to go pee. So you have to walk through the hotel lobby to go pee, and there's a pool table. This is where, I mean, I'm just like, people.
Strippers and shit?
Basically. There is this chick.
How are y'all doing?
She's got this tight shirt on, tucked into her jeans. The knockers are just hanging out, and she's got these high heels on.
Did she know who you were?
She was three sheets to wind. I don't think she knew who she was.
That's what I'm talking about.
And she's with a dude.
Do you need help?
And she's trying to be all sexy as she plays pool. She's like strutting around the table. And then she would get ready to take a shot, like shoot the pool ball, and she would hock up the knockers, lean them on the table, and shoot the ball.
Amazing. They're like, where were you? I thought you went to the bathroom. You were gone for half an hour.
Basically.
I was figuring out how to play pool.
And I'm like, man, we need to sit out on the patio. And then she's trying to do behind the back shots. So she's laying down on the table, like trying to be all seductive. And they're like making out right there in the lobby of the hotel.
The dude and the chick.
Yes.
No, right. Me and another guy.
Yeah. And we are just laughing our asses off. So then the game ends, right?
What game?
The game of pool.
Oh, I thought you were watching
the game of pool, man.
Knicks game or something.
No, there was no TVs, man. This was our entertainment. And I mean, she's sloppily drunk, so she's trying to be sexy and she's falling, like trying to walk scandalous around the pool table, and she's rubbing the side of the pool table. Jeez. And she'd walk by and rub his back. And so the game ends. So she goes to one end of the pool table, sits up on it, and lays down with her legs spread out.
Is he about to mount her?
So he goes up between her legs and crawls up on the pool table.
No. Where is management?
Dude, this is in the middle of the hotel lobby. And they start making out as she's laying flat on the pool table.
Ready for takeoff.
He has got his tongue in her mouth. Coacher.
We are ready for landing. Get out your seatbelts and turn on the fasten seatbelt sign.
And as he's going into the full mount, that's when Eddie walks out of the bathroom. And he's like, oh, my God. And he's trying to exit, but all the doors are locked. And so there's 3 feet between him and the mounted chick on the pool table. And he's shaking the door. He goes to the next door. It's locked. Goes to the next door. It's locked. Finally gets out. And we sit there, and they make out for a good minute, just on top of the pool table.
What an Austin Friday night.
And I'm just like, and the front desk is sitting there, just he's just sitting at his computer. Just like, oh, no, that's totally fine. If you're a guest at our hotel, you can just bang on the pool table, I guess.
Need to write this place down.
And I don't even know the name of it.
Hilton Austin.
Hilton on West 6th. And so after about a minute, he crawls back down, and he grabs her hand, and he helps her up, and he points the elevator, and they start making out as they're stumbling to the elevator, and they go in the elevator, and we don't see them again.
That's entertainment right
there.
It
was so awesome.
That's the Austin I remember.
And so we weren't going to go hard, and then I look at the clock, and it's 1 a.m., and I was like, guys, I got to go. I got to get back to bed.
So it was a soft, yeah.
It was a soft not go hard.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got golf at 7:30 in the morning, guys. I got to go.
It was go hard, gentle edition with a soft, quiet launch.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So we said we were going to go hard. And then Ryan, he said, I'm going to keep going out. He went out. And we went home. We went back to the hotel. I went to bed about 1:30, and I had golf at 7:30 the next morning. Jeez. And I'll tell you all about that right after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Let me say my thing real quick.
Yeah.
That must have been the picture I saw. And this is just my opinion. I could have been incorrect, but it was you, Eddie, Scuba, and Morgan.
Okay.
And you guys were just sitting at a table, and I think you were saying how it was a rock table or something.
Yeah, it was like granite.
Okay.
Big chunk of granite.
And I just go to Baser. This is honestly what I said. So I'm not going to
Don't sugarcoat it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. And I was just like, these fucking losers. In Austin, I had dozens of friends, colleagues, coworkers, everything. People I went to college with. You had probably 10 times more friends than I did. Morgan really doesn't know anybody there. Scuba doesn't really know anybody there. But you and I go, they are in Austin and they're hanging out with themselves. What fucking losers. I didn't know you had met up with people before that. But that was my response to that picture.
Yeah, Garrett, we did dinner on Thursday, so he had to do family time on Friday because we were golfing Saturday morning and we were going out Saturday night. So he had to have one day of, like, he couldn't take off 3 days from the family.
Got it. That's considered bad dad.
Yeah, that's considered bad dad. So 7:30 in the morning Saturday, we show up at the golf course. It's raining. It's wet. And by raining, I mean it's just a nice drizzle, like a little like mist.
I knew that. They played in the Byron Nelson.
A mist.
In Dallas.
A mist. It misted the entire time.
Which is good. You can still play in that.
Yeah, and there's still, but there's puddles on the, there's some puddles on some of the course, but, and we kept laughing. We're like, we would, if this was a normal day, we would never play. We'd have never played.
Right.
I shot some video. I sent it over to you so you could put it on the YouTube. It was Garrett, Greg, Jacob, myself, and I was shocked. There was a cart girl. Austin still has cart girls.
That's one thing the pandemic took from us. All these munis realized it doesn't really pay probably to have a cart girl. A lot of them were sucking off those white
girls. Has to pay because you buy drinks from the cart girl.
How come none of them have a cart girl then?
I don't understand it. Also, it made me realize, like, I don't know. Maybe I was an old creepy dude.
No, man.
But her flirt game was terrible.
Oh, because she was trying to get some good tips.
She's trying to get good tips, but she was just not good at it. It was
Ray, I like it. Classy, direct, but also soft to the touch.
No, she just seemed like she didn't have much game to flirt. She didn't really know how to do it.
Without even meeting her, was she going, you guys good at golf? How are the sticks hitting them?
It was, oh, how are you guys doing? Oh, you know, I'm getting lots of birdies. It's like, that's just not how you... Yeah. Oh, and like I'm sitting there ordering drinks, and Greg hits, and she goes, "That looks like a good swing."
Oh my God, that's actually annoying.
And you're, I'm like,
I would have gotten those drinks real quick.
I was like, I don't think you know. And she's just like, "So who's the best one?"
Oh my God,
you know what I mean? Like,
how many holes did this last for?
Well, this was the first time we saw her, and then the second time she's like, "How are you guys doing today?" I'm like, "You already talked to us.
Don't know you drive off a cliff."
And she, hey, but then the second time she's like, you guys staying dry?
Or are you guys all wet?
And I'm like, no, we're definitely wet. What about you? I mean,
I'm wet. Lady, I'm not even being perverted. I'm literally wet.
Yes. Like, I mean, aren't you literally wet? Like, it's raining. She goes, it does just kind of suck that the rain won't stop, huh? No, we love it when it just keeps raining on our ass.
I haven't seen a cart girl in 5 years, it seems. Are they scantily clad or was she in full sweatsuits?
She was in like a dress, kind of like a tennis dress, like that goes just above the knees.
Sounds like a tilted kilt.
It wasn't bad. No, that's what Greg said. He goes, man, I hate to tell you, if she lost her job here, she'd get demoted back to Twin Peaks. and she was like, they ordered Bloody Marys at one point. I don't like Bloody Marys. And then she was like, do you want them single or double? And Jacob and Greg are like, double. She goes, that was such a dumb question, wasn't it? Of course it's always a double.
A double D.
I mean, it was just like her flirt game was so like not good. And after she left, I was like, guys, maybe I'm old.
Yeah, that might be it.
Maybe I'm creepy, but she didn't know how to flirt. She didn't know what she was doing. And Jacob was like, yeah, it wasn't very, like, it was very weird. Like, it didn't feel natural.
Well, I mean, what did you want her to do? Put her hand in your pocket?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, the money's in there somewhere.
No.
No, I hear what you're saying, though. She should have felt you guys out better.
It just...
You guys are businessmen. You're going to tip good regardless. If she sees some wedding rings and she realizes that you guys aren't sleazeballs, then that game's not going to work at all. She should actually just be super professional. Say, hey...
Jacob and Greg don't have wedding rings, and I don't wear my wedding ring when I golf. I only wear it to nice events. So she only saw one wedding ring.
Okay. If I'm her and she's listening to this podcast, my advice is she should have gone, hey... I'll do doubles for you guys because I know you guys like to drink. Let's fucking go. But I'm only going to charge you for one.
That's how you do it.
She should have been probably more business professional. And then as she's turning around, the skirt pops up a little bit.
She did.
Ray, she was very good at getting that skirt.
She did ask Jacob, why is he filming me?
Oh, she's in the video.
She's in the video.
Okay, there we go.
She's in the video. That's and she did
plug.
Ask Jacob
That's a
why
plug.
I was videoing her, and he goes, oh, he's just some idiot. He just likes to take video of our golf rounds.
How's it going, ma'am? I'm a vlogger. She probably thought, she's like, he makes money on YouTube?
So the problem was the group in front of us was three dudes and a chick, and they were letting the chick play from the white tees, and it looked like she had never played golf, so she was hitting it 25 yards every time.
Why don't you move in front?
They wouldn't let us, and there was a, I mean, it just, so I ran out of time. I only got to play 14 holes in the rain with Greg, Garrett, and Jacob, and I said, hey, guys, I got to bail, man. I got to go ahead and go because I got to be at a lunch at Lambert's at noon, so I got to go, man.
Dude, you guys did have a full schedule.
Full freaking schedule.
I know it's partying and stuff, but it's still work.
Still
I mean, you're still having to have business. You guys just hear this and think, oh, they're getting schlit-faced all the time. You still have to talk to clients. You're schmoozing, all that.
Exactly. So you drink on the golf course, then I go to this lunch at noon on Saturday, and I'm like, God, I'm so hungry. And they don't have the food out when we get there. They wait for 45 minutes before they feed you. Cool, we eat a couple sandwiches, talk to a bunch of people. Hey, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. Then I got to be at the festival, the daytime stage at 3 o'clock.
Did you land any deals for the podcast?
No one asked me about the pod.
Hey, you were representing the Bobby Bones Show or the Sore Losers?
Big Show.
You're torn, though. Shouldn't you have pitched the podcast?
Not one person said, so tell me about your podcast, or, you know, how's the podcast doing? Not one person, man.
Dude, conversely, my neighbor goes, I listened to the show the other day. And Laura goes, yeah, he's not on it a lot. Baser goes, he's not on it a lot. It's Amy Lunchbox. And
Amy from Four Things with Amy Brown.
And Bones. And she goes, no, it was just him and Lunch. She listened to Sore Losers. How did my neighbor of all listen to Sore Losers instead of Bobby Bones Show?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. That's marketing.
It was interesting because I met a bunch of salespeople from New York. I mean, I didn't know that people in New York sold our show.
They didn't know you either, Coach.
No, they did. I met some dude out of Waxahachie, Texas.
Mike D?
No, but he's a sales dude. And the first thing he says to me, he's like, hey, man, I sell your show out of Waxahachie. And I'm like, what? How do you? He goes, yeah. And he goes,
who does he sell it to? One rancher?
No, he sells it to a bunch of people. Like, he had national clients.
We're a booming market in Waxahachie?
Yeah. No, we're not even on the air there. I don't understand. But he goes, and we're at one of the parties. You know, he goes, I got to tell you, I hate this. I hate these things. I hate people.
What the?
He goes, I'd much rather get shot in the arm than be at one of these things.
Socializing is tough for some people.
I said, but you're in sales and you hate people? He goes, oh, yeah. I mean, if you didn't pay me, I wouldn't do it. Well, I understand that. No one would do it if they didn't get paid. But I was like, you could do a job where you don't have to talk to people. He goes, yeah, I know, but it's what I'm good at. But I hate talking to people. He goes, that's why I don't live in a big city. That's why I live in Waxahachie, so I don't have to be around people. I hate people.
Interesting. Well, have a good night, man.
Cool, man. And about 30 minutes later, he had a beer all over his shirt. He had spilled it. So I mean, I think he was clearly hammered.
How's that not talking to people going?
Hey, man, I think you're going to need to do a wardrobe change like T-Swift, man, because that shirt ain't going
to
make it.
I know you don't like talking to people, but you got stuff all over you.
Yeah, so then I get to the venue, 3 o'clock, cool, and I have to leave tickets at will call for my cousin and my sister-in-law.
I left two for Billy, so.
Right.
They were all probably in the same envelope.
So here's the problem. I went to the window. I said, hey, can I still leave tickets? Like, yeah. So I put Andrew Smith on it, 3 tickets, boom. And then I'm like, Tanya Smith, 2 tickets. Like, oh, thank you so much. You know, they're like, yeah, no problem. Just tell them to come to the window. We'll get them to them.
The fourth person, John Doe.
So Andrew shows up.
Married to Jane Doe.
And gives him his ID. I'm like, oh, we don't have any tickets for you, man.
Every time, never fails.
And he's like, what? They're like, yeah, there's no physical tickets. There's no electronic tickets. It doesn't exist. They're like, he goes, can you check the next window? I've looked everywhere. There's no tickets. So he texts me and he's like, hey, can you come up here? Like, they're saying they don't have tickets. He said they've looked everywhere through the computer system. They've called the other ticket window. They don't have anything. So I go up and I'm like, I dropped them off at that window right there. They should be in that box right next to it.
Oh, because you physically put them there.
Physically put them there.
Caught him.
And he was there for 20 minutes trying to get his tickets before he called me. And they go look in the box right by that window. Oh, yeah, they're right here. Sorry about that. He's like, all right, thanks. He gets tickets. Talk to him for a little bit. Talk about how we're going to meet up afterwards. We're going to go out. Going to go to the bars.
My favorite thing is with that. Dude, have 2 boxes. You look through them. It never fails. You go up there. Oh, Somebody then, a manager comes over. Oh, yeah, they're in this box back here. Well, why is that box back there? Put all those boxes
right next to each other.
Right in front of you.
Why do you have separate boxes?
Dude, they go into like this special compartment and go, oh, they were just over there. Well, who the fuck put them over there? I don't even run the operation, and I wouldn't do that.
So then I get a text at 7:45. Show started at 7 from my sister-in-law. Hey, they got no sign of my ticket.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
I'm like, oh, my God.
And did you check the special box?
I'm like, what do you mean? They said they've been looking for the last 25 minutes. They don't have any tickets for me.
Dude, it's the worst wait, too, because it's so awkward.
And I'm like, well, and it's 7:45. I had to be on stage at 8:10
Listen,
to introduce Walker
this.
Hayes.
Tell them my real name. It is Ant. Oh.
And I said, all right, I'll be right up there. I'll be right up there. I think I can get up there and get back down here in time. Before I had to introduce Walker Hayes.
Oh, you're introducing people?
Yes.
On stage?
Yes, and I'm texting, I'm dealing with ticket drama, all that.
As you're on about to go live on Hulu?
Yes. And I'm like, all right, I'll be right up there. So I go up, I get in the elevator, and that's when she texts me, oh, never mind, they found him. Whew, okay, so I get out of the elevator, and I just hang out for a little bit. I'm like, all right, cool.
You're live on Hulu.
And then I do the introductions, and then... One of my buddies that...
Stop. Were the introductions easy or was it teleprompter?
It's teleprompter, but you can ad lib. Yeah,
could I have done it?
You can do it.
Did Eddie do it?
He did it.
He teleprompted on Hulu?
Yeah.
People turn on the TV and be like, who the fuck is that?
Well, Hulu, they had a teleprompter, but I didn't listen to anything that teleprompter had. I did more just talk.
You ad libbed?
Yeah.
Was the screen guy that was running it like
he was like, I don't even know where I am. It was just running. It was just like going fast. It was like, this is not anywhere on the screen. And the second time I did it, he just turned it off. Just turned the teleprompter off.
He probably thought you were a dumbass.
He thought I was special for sure.
All right, go
so now I'm gonna tell you the stressful part of the night right after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
That was a hell of a tease. I stayed around. I have to, but I still would have if I was a listener.
There was a buddy that did not go to the show that wanted to meet up after the show.
Battlebox?
No. And he was like, hey, dude, I'm going to go out with some of my buddies. It's a guys' night, and I'll meet up with you when you leave the show.
Guys' night!
Guys' night! Greg brought his girlfriend. So I'm like, all right, cool, dude. And he started drinking at 4 o'clock. About 8:30, he's like, hey, my boys are going home. Like, where are we going? I'm like, well, I'm still working, man.
Where are they drinking at?
I don't know. I have no idea. That's the thing. I don't know. And he's like, all right.
Because you're busy with your shit.
Yeah, I'm doing my shit. Like,
I get it. You're live on Hulu.
I'm working. Like, I'm working. And he texted me at 9. Hey, you done yet?
Dude, it seems like you just had texts rolling through. You're trying to be on TV.
Dude, I'm trying to be on TV. I'm trying to introduce people on stage.
And I know how you are with texts. You had to have been about 10 behind.
Yeah. And it's just like, he's just blowing me. And he's like,
You're like, I don't have your tickets. Your wife goes, it's me. I was asking about the kids.
Yeah. My wife's like, hey, do you have time to FaceTime the kids and say goodnight? I'm like,
no, the tickets are under Joe Paul.
I'm like, no.
It was me.
I don't have time to do that, okay? So I'm just sitting there, and he's like, all right, it's 9:30. You done yet? I'm like, dude, I will be done about 10:20. He goes, okay, where are we going to go? I said, I don't live here anymore. I don't know what bars are chill and we can sit there and hang out and talk. He goes, well, I need you to pick one. So I start texting Garrett, Greg, Ryan, Chess Day, Jenny, Andy. And I'm like, hey, guys, what bar do we want to go to after this? Our buddy's asking. And Garrett's like, well, why don't we meet up and then decide? I'm like, why can't we decide before I meet up with you guys? Why do I have to come up there and then decide? How come you guys can't just come up with it?
Yeah.
10 o'clock. Party. 10 o'clock. Other buddy. Okay. If you don't tell me by 10:30 where we're going, I'm going home.
I mean, honestly, at some point, why not just go to a titter?
And I'm like, I
the rose is always good.
I understand, but we're trying to have a, like, just chill where we can conversate.
They're chilling. They're dancing. Plaza.
But they got the music going. Do, 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 do. And it's hard to talk when tits are in your face.
She has a very, very nice
Greg,
form.
How you doing?
Hey, Chest, is this like the two-step in the other night?
So, and then he sends me an emoji of a clock going tick, tock.
Dude,
TikTok.
They didn't get that you were there to work.
I'm like, I am working. I am live on Hulu right now. I don't have time for this.
Tell them to turn you on, and then they could see when you were done.
No, he's at a bar.
Turn the bar on Hulu.
Don't know. And so they just kept saying, hey, we're going to watch Jelly Roll from our seats. You coming up? I'm like, I am working. I can't come up and see you in your seats. I don't have time.
Seats weren't that great.
I don't know where their seats were. I still have no idea where they sat. And I was like, all right, I'll be up there after Jelly Roll. Why don't we just meet outside by the pedicabs so we can go? Beat the always leave early.
ALE, dude.
Beat the traffic.
Dude, you just said it without even thinking it, and you can no longer make fun of me
no.
for it.
Well, Al Dean was the closer, and I was already tired, and I was like, I'm ready to go to a bar.
Al Dean was the closer over Urban?
Yeah, Urban was in the middle. There is no opener and closer. They're all big acts. Whatever.
I get it, Coach.
Thank you. So,
Ray, I had to say that company line.
At 10:30, buddy texted me. He goes, it's 10:30. I'm going home. I said, dude, I am about to be out of here in 10 minutes. He goes, you have till 11, and I'm really going home. And I am, like, stressed to the max.
Dude, did you still have another hit to do on TV?
Yes.
You got to choose TV hit or Friends.
I had to introduce Al Dean live on Hulu.
And you got buddies like, where are you?
Hey, I got drunk buddies who've been drinking since 4 o'clock. Hey, where are we going to do shots, mother? And I'm like, stop. So then, like, I'm waiting to introduce Al Dean, and Ryan and Forrest and Greg are texting me, hey, we're out by the pedicabs. Where are you? Where are you? Let's go. Let's go. They're calling me. They're calling me.
Dude, this is stressing me out, and I wasn't even there.
And I'm like, guys, I am trying my best, and I introduce Al Dean, I go get my bag, I hit the elevator, I get outside, and Ryan's calling me, and I'm like, what, Ryan, what? And he goes, where are you? I said, I'm almost to the pedicabs. He goes, I got us a car. Hurry up. Run, 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 run. And I'm like, all right. So I get in the car, and I said, where are we going? And they said, Whistler. So I text our buddy, we're going to Whistler.
Go to Rainy Street.
It's on the east side. Go to Whistler because it's supposed to be a chill bar. Chill bar. That day, I've never seen a bar so packed in my effing life. And there's picnic tables outside, and there's people using half a picnic table, so we get the other half, and we're all hanging around, talking, drinking.
Sounds like Rainy.
Kind of. And then these broskies on the picnic table behind us, they leave, so we get the whole picnic table, and we sit down, we're talking. We're all having a good time.
How you been, man? How's your wife?
And that's
How's
when I—that's when I get the text from Andrew. Says, "Hey, buddy, overshot it tonight. Not gonna make the bar." Cool.
Which buddy? Or have you
he didn't say. And then I get a text from Jenny. Hey, you guys still at Whistler? Me and Andy are on the way. I'm like, all right, cool. They show up and we're sitting there talking. And then my buddy, the one that was bugging me all night that wasn't at the concert, is like, hey, you guys ready to do shots? And I'm like, no, I'm good. Garrett's like, no, I'm good. Greg's like, no, I'm good. Jacob's like, no, I'm good. And he goes, who the fuck are you guys?
Friends turning on each other first he weekend goes, back.
Literally, who the fuck are you guys? 5 years ago, if I'd have said, who wants a shot, you guys would have been knocking each other over to get to the bar. Like, what is going on?
Yeah, people change, man.
I'm like, well, we're in our 40s now. And he goes, I don't even know you guys.
He had a friend falling out.
He goes, are you guys the real people? Like, who are you? Like, are we doing shots or what? And I'm like, I'm good. Chest day goes, oh, I'm not scared. You know I'm not scared.
There we go. Got to prove it to the boys.
Hey, so him and dude are like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I knew you were always my boy. I knew you were my boy. I knew someone would roll with me.
Dude, what are these guys, 20?
And he's like, for real, you're not going to do a shot?
Oh, my gosh, dude.
And I'm like, no, I'm not. He goes, not even one for old time's sake? Like, do you remember we used to do Jaeger bombs in between every UFC fight and you're not even going to do one shot?
Oh, my gosh. You guys got in the shot fight?
And I'm like, no, I'm not. And he goes, there's a UFC fight tonight, and you're not going to do a shot in their honor? I'm like, no, I'm not. I don't want well tequila warm. And he goes, you know that's what I'm ordering. I'm like, you're old enough that you can get chilled tequila and get good tequila.
Dude, you should have just done a water shot. No, Ray, I didn't need to prove it.
He was ordering. I wasn't going to the – I was just like, no. And he goes, I don't even know you guys, but I'm going to get the shots.
I've never understood the people that are worried about other people's alcohol intake. Dude, I'm always just worried about myself. I couldn't give a rip if anybody else did a shot.
So he comes back with two well tequila shots.
Did you dump it on the ground?
No, he gave it to Chest Dane himself.
Hey, man, it was great. I took it. Woo!
He goes, these are the two people that are still living. Here we go. Cheers. And they took a shot, and I mean,
you're only back for like 2 hours.
I'm like, dude, I've been working all day. I've been going balls to the wall since Thursday night. Like, I am exhausted.
And he wanted you to do a Wells Tequila on the east side in Austin with underneath a picnic table with dirt underneath your
feet. Yeah, warm. Hey, warm tequila and well. Like, I mean, no thank you. Like, can't even get it chilled. And so we sit there, and we're talking and talking and, like, laughing and joking. And then slowly, one by one, Jenny and Andy, they go home. Then Garrett's like, I'm out. Ryan's like, I'm out.
Chest Day leaves with Ryan.
Chest Day goes, guys, I'm about to black out. I'm out.
He was going that hard?
He went from the well shot of tequila to 20 minutes later, like, guys, I got to go. I'm going to black out. And
he knew he was about to black out.
And our buddy goes, you can't be serious right now. You're going to go home. It's not even 2 a.m. yet.
Oh, it was this late?
Well, no, it was only 1 o'clock.
Oh.
And our buddy's like, you're going to go home before 2? Like, are you being serious right now? Like, what happened to you guys?
Oh, my gosh. We had this talk.
And I'm like, man.
Life happens, man. Shit happens.
So Chest Day's like, fine, I'm back in. He sits back down.
What is this, NBA? Lakers game 6?
And then we find out. But this is where it got interesting. Then we started talking about something about feet. And our buddy Greg was like, do you guys know anybody that is into feet? That, like, feet is their thing. Like, they have a fetish.
Rex Ryan.
And he said, besides Rex Ryan.
Oh.
And that's when our buddy, Shot Guy, was like, I mean, I hate to tell you guys, but feet are where it's at. And Greg about fell off the picnic table bench. He was like, oh, my God, my whole life I've never known someone. Oh, my God. And he goes, so you're telling me, Shot Guy's like, you're telling me you've never seen a foot where, like, maybe one toe is longer than the other and that is just, like, amazing to you? And we're like, no, dude.
It's time to turn in.
And he's like, you're telling me you have never got a foot job?
Well, that's different than feet.
And I'm like, excuse me?
Well, I'm taking this one he back goes, to Nashville with me.
He goes, you're telling me you've never seen 2 feet and just been like, man, that's what I want? And I'm like, no, dude. He goes, I want you guys to do me a favor. I want you to go
to you, porn,
and get your woman's feet and put them on your and tell me that that doesn't do something for you. And then at this point, we are all falling off the picnic table laughing. We're all just like, "Are you cannot be kidding me? You've got to be kidding me. Like, you are not being for real right now." He's like, "It'll change your life."
Damn, he's a Rex Ryan descendant.
And that's when Greg is like, "I got to go home." That's when Jacob was like, "I got to go home." That's when Chesty was like, "I'm out."
Yeah.
And then he told me, "You're not leaving, are you? You want another drink, right?" And he's like, "I'll buy the next round."
And also, don't you have a flight early?
No, I had a flight at 6 o'clock at night.
You flew in last night?
Yeah. And I was like, "If you're going to buy another drink." And then Greg's like, "Oh, you're going to buy another drink? I'll take it." And Jacob's like, "I'll take another drink." He goes, "What do you guys want?" And I was like, "Oh, this tequila drink I'm drinking." He goes, no. "That's not what you drink. You drink Tito's and soda." I'm like, no, I want this tequila drink that I've had tonight. It's good. And he goes, "Who are you?"
Dude, these friends sound amazing at peer pressure.
No, this is the shot guy, same guy. Oh. He's like, "Don't tell me you want Tito's and soda. That's what you want, isn't it?" I'm like, no, this tequila drink is freaking delicious.
I mean, do these guys know it? You haven't lived there in 10 years. You've started a family. You're married.
I'm like, "I want this nice cocktail that tastes delicious that has tequila. Like, right. It's really good." He was like, "I am not going to the bartender and ordering 4 of those." And I'm like, "What?" He goes, "Don't be serious right now. Be serious. You want a Tito's and soda, don't you?" I'm like,
"I am serious as a heart attack. Shut the fuck up."
So he goes and he orders the 4 drinks and he comes back and he goes, "I got to tell you something." I'm like, "What?" And he goes, That's damn good.
I mean, he may be hungover till Wednesday.
Oh, for sure. And they all leave and it's just me and him. He's like, "You're not leaving yet after we drink that drink." And I'm like, "Dude, and so then I order some food from the food truck and I got me a Thai chicken sandwich.
Mm.
Oh my God, Ray, it was delicious.
It was better than Zito Zoza.
It was. But then.
Oh, I texted Billy.
You did. Oh, we're going to take a break.
What the?
We'll come back and I'll tell you all about Sunday. I got to see Chess Day.
Billy said, "I will."
I will what?
I go, "Billy, have you ever been to Zotong?" And he said, "I will."
All right. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
All right.
So I got home. I mean, I say bye to this dude. Haven't seen him in the shot guy. Haven't seen him in a couple years.
Later, bro.
And give him a hug.
Hey, man, keep it homie, bro.
And he starts getting all emotional. He's like, "Dude, it's just so good to see you." And
man, you're a real one.
I'm like, we don't need to do this. And we're standing outside in front of the bar waiting for my Lyft, his Uber, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, man, you're my.
And it's like 1:55 a.m. and some dude comes rolling down the street on the scooter and almost gets hit by a car. And I'm like, "Do you know how stupid this guy has to be riding a scooter at 2 a.m. with a bunch of drunk ass people on the road?"
Some have died in our town.
And he's just, I'm like, "Hey, I'm so cool." Blah, like, whatever. But I get my Uber.
I'm so cool. Door, car, dead.
Get my Uber. I head back to the hotel. Great. Good night. Go to bed. Wake
with
up.
With a chick.
No chicks. But I'm going to my parents' house the next morning at 10:30.
Why not just Uber that night to their house?
Because I have a hotel room.
Show up drunk.
I have all my stuff. And I get in the room. I brush my teeth. I go to bed. Wake up the next morning. And I didn't even get breakfast tacos while I was there. Because my dad has an obsession with Taco Shack, like breakfast tacos. And I'm meeting at my parents' house. My brother's coming. My sister's coming.
Batter of the box.
What up, everybody? It's Batter's Box.
And I'm like, all right, I'll be there at 10:30. So I roll in at 10:32 thinking there's going to be breakfast tacos, kolaches, because that's what they usually get.
Habanero peppers.
I walk in. There ain't a damn thing. I'm like, guys.
Recession?
Where's the food? Where's the breakfast?
Oh, shit. They ain't on Ozempic, are they?
No.
One of our friends, man, you'll go a whole day and they don't eat.
They said,
hey, I'm going to sneak over to the gas station and get some food.
They said, oh, I thought you'd want lunch. We were just going to get barbecue around 11. I mean, I haven't eaten, right? I got to the venue at 3 in the afternoon the day before. All I had was a chicken sandwich at 1:45 in the morning because they don't feed you at these things.
Brutal.
So I am dying. I am like, hurry, go get the food now. Restaurant doesn't open till 11. Damn it. So we didn't eat till 11:40. Batter's Box comes over. My sister's there with her three kids. My brother brings his kid over.
That's hangry and DeHatred. DeHatred is no water.
Oh, my gosh. And we hang out just chatting. And then my sister-in-law tells me about her ticket situation. You remember how she couldn't get her tickets from the ticket window?
Yeah.
She has the same last name as cousin Andrew. And he couldn't get his tickets.
They both have the exact same name.
Tanya Smith, Andrew Smith. So, when she came to the window after Andrew.
Oh, and because yours is. Oh.
And she was like, I'm here to get my tickets, Tanya Smith. The lady at the ticket window goes, someone already tried that trick.
What?
There are no tickets. Because she had the same last name. They thought it was they were trying to scam.
What?
And she was like, what do you mean? She goes, yeah, someone already came with that same last name and tried to act like they had tickets.
Okay, well, they can ID.
Well, that's what I said. I said, what's the scam? She goes, the lady accused me of being a scammer.
Dude, this scam has gotten bad. It's gotten people not even believing they're themselves.
She's like, yeah, that trick's already been tried tonight.
Okay, cool. I'll just sit here because I'm not a scammer.
And my sister-in-law said she was so confused. I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, oh, yeah, the guy earlier, same last name. He tried to get tickets, too.
Well, people are going to have the same last name.
It's just like, what is going on?
Dude, you know it was some 70-year-old lady who'd heard about a scam on TV and thought she was going to do her due diligence.
All she's trying to do is try to get her tickets, and this lady's accusing her of doing all this stuff, and she's just like, because my sister-in-law has no idea my cousin's already been to the window and had problem getting tickets. She's just like, no, I'm just here to pick up my tickets under Tanya. Ma'am, like, respectfully, that scam's not going to work.
I heard about it on the Bobby Bone Show. There's scams on that like this going on. Scam alert.
So I found that out at my parents' house, and I was like, wow, that's crazy. And so then we hung out for a while. Then we headed out to the T-ball game. My nephews, my sister's two twin boys, they had a T-ball game, so I went and watched that.
Coach, is this necessary? We are moving. People are back in their garages now. They've already done their commutes.
Yeah, and hung out with that for a while. And then Pops took me to the airport, hugged. Kissed on the lips, and it was time to get out of there, man.
Bye, Dad. Be good in Austin. I'll hold it down in the Ville.
And that was it. That was the end of the trip, man.
That was good. That was a bow. That was a beginning, middle, and an end.
Yeah.
My favorite part, the end.
I was exhausted. I'm still exhausted. And then when I got home, I was like, oh, man, I looked at all those clips of the Tom Brady roast. I was like, I really wish I'd have watched that.
You can today.
Actually, pretty damn funny. Some of those clips were hilarious.
I just saw the writing. I never actually heard audio, which is weird because I'm an audio guy. But the one they go, hey, Tom, what was the dumbest thing you ever said to Giselle? Giselle's hard to say.
Giselle?
Tom, what's the dumbest thing you ever said to Giselle? Dude, Giselle is hard to say. Tom, what is the hardest thing you ever had? What is the dumbest thing you ever said to Giselle? Hey, you should go try jiu-jitsu.
No, there was Julian Edelman. He said, he goes, man, everybody always asks me, how big is Gronk's ick? And I'm like, I mean, it gets the job done. It gets the job done, but I mean, that other tight end, he was hung.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Roast gets so cringe,
dude. And then
you see Brady. He said the NFL investigated me deflating footballs for $20 million. He's like, those dumbasses could have just asked me about it. I would have admitted, yeah, I cheated.
Yeah, he goes, they could have given me the $20 million. I said, yeah, I deflated those balls. Edelman said, you know, about Deflategate. Everybody asked me, hey, did you deflate Tom Brady's balls? And he goes, I mean, they weren't going to deflate themselves. And Nikki Glaser said, she goes, hey, Randy Moss, Mr. No Rings. Randy Moss, no rings. And she goes, Aaron Hernandez had a ring around his neck.
Some of those get cringe, dude.
And then she said, hey, Tom Brady, what's it like when your ex-wife's new boyfriend can kick your ass while eating hers? I mean, I was dying, dude. I was dying. And Belichick doing shots with Robert Kraft. I mean, it looked awesome.
Yeah. That's when you know you made it, you do the roast.
Yeah, and I don't understand why he did it. Did he do to raise money for charity? Like, why do you sign up for that?
Just because that's what I'm saying. That's the level of success where you say, dude, it doesn't matter what anybody says to me roast-wise. I already know I'm way better than any of y'all, so it doesn't even matter. That's the only people that do that are the most confident who have had an unbelievable amount of success.
And Belichick got up there and he said, hey, you know how they're always telling you, oh, you know, whatever, don't quit your day job. Don't quit your day job. He goes, Gronk, I watch you on Fox NFL Sunday, and I keep saying, quit your day job. Quit your day job.
That's true.
That is great. And Robert Kraft got up there and said, hey, Putin, if you're watching, give me my damn ring back, would you? I mean, it looked hilarious.
You can just watch it, right? You don't got to pay if you got Netflix.
I don't know. I assume you can watch it. I'm going to go back and watch it because the clips looked fantastic.
Dude, my buddy BJ wanted us to roast him for his birthday. It was awkward within 2 minutes. We all did like a 30-second to a minute roast. Allie, you know Allie, mm-hmm. Garth's daughter. They go, hey, Allie, do a roast real quick. Just do a video it real quick. Do 30 minutes. And so one of the jokes was, because BJ always off and on, again, dates David.
Oh, off and on, they're
yeah.
not
And
consistent.
So Allie wasn't even there. And she goes, hey, BJ, look to your left. Is David there? If he is, that's embarrassing. She knew he was there without even being there. We're all just like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And then I was like, guys, we all know why BJ always has a jewel. It's not because he likes the nicotine or anything like that. It's like because he likes a little small.
It's funny.
Yeah,
that's really
funny.
You
gotta be careful. You don't want to roast your friends.
Oh, man.
We gotta go.
Yeah, all right. Have a good Monday. I gotta go get a nap.
Missed out on 5,000 on the horse race, man.
Oh, I didn't even see the horse race.
We had 11-2. 11-2 finished second and third. We needed him to finish first and second. Missed it. I mean, it was by an Eddie nose. Five thousand.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Can you believe that, though? If you pick four horses right, you win $5 million.
Yeah, it's pretty hard, huh?
One horse right typically is about 1,000 if you bet 50. Two horses correct, the first two, you win 5,000. Three horses correct, you win 55,000. Four horses correct, $5 million.
Damn.
Almost picked two of them.
Damn. Yeah, man, I mean, I didn't even watch much sports, dude. Sorry about that. Maybe.
Well, the Preds are out, man.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you all about the Preds. I'll tell you on Wednesday's pod, man.
Yeah, we were supposed to do something with them.
Yeah. I'll write it down. Preds.
All right. And are we doing that, launching the YouTube later today?
Yeah, you might as well launch it now, man.
Well, we can't launch it all at the same time.
Well, this is going to take me a minute. I got to pick up lunch. I'm hungry.
All right. All right, we got to go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.